Many parents got a big scare last Halloween. The Food and Drug Administration announced recalls for applesauce that contained amounts of lead. Cinnamon was to blame. Now, a year later, more health alerts and reports of lead in cinnamon. NPR's Bill Chappell has this update.
There is no level of lead exposure that's known to not cause some harm. So it was alarming last October when the FDA announced a recall for Wanabana applesauce pouches with thousands of times more lead than the level that would normally trigger a recall. Earlier this year, the CDC said more than 500 cases have been reported with kids with elevated blood lead levels that are confirmed or suspected to be caused by the applesauce. An attorney representing parents in lawsuits over the lead in cinnamon tells NPR that most of the children's blood lead levels have started to decline since the recall, but they add the kids need to be monitored for any health and behavioral issues. The FDA says the cinnamon contained lead chromate, also known as chrome yellow, when it's used in art supplies. Officials believe a processing company in Ecuador was trying to make the cinnamon look more vibrant. The FDA issued 3 health alerts over ground cinnamon this year, and alarm bells recently went off again when Consumer Reports said it found 1/3 of the cinnamon products it tested had enough lead in them to trigger a recall under New York's health regulations. The FDA says companies importing food into the U.S. are responsible for ensuring the items are safe, and big spice importers are doing that, according to Laura Schumo of the American Spice Trade Association. She wants consumers to know that they've been testing spices for lead for years.
None of our member companies were implicated either in any of these recent FDA recalls, and also none of our member companies were identified on the don't use list that was identified in the Consumer Reports article.
It's not really feasible to have zero tolerance for lead in our food. After all, it is in soil and water. But the FDA is working on new guidelines to lower the risk of lead in foods meant for young children. It hopes to issue its final guidance in December. Bill Chappell, NPR News.